Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
You on the radio, yeah.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. This is the Around the Toolbox special number 34. This is where we talk to the trades and business owners and stuff in this home improvement, construction, and design industry. Now, today's an important one because this is just one that I've been seeing people make these mistakes over and over again on social media. And it's a tough one. This is going to be called getting involved in politics and keeping it out of your social media. Now, here's what I'm talking about. See, I see so many people out there in the business world decide to take up their causes. It's their political passion. It's an election year, and people start waving their political flag around. What's the problem with that? Is in this divided country that we have right now, you are going to instantly make 50% of the people that are potentially your customers upset with you and not wanting to do business with you. Yeah, it's that bad. So if you own some kind of retail business or a construction company where you're dealing with the public, you have a potential for creating that kind of problem. Who wants to turn off half of their customers right off the bat? Now, more importantly, and here's the one that I want you to think about, what are you putting on your personal vehicles? Maybe your work vehicles. You have political statements on them? Every time that you're driving around that vehicle, guess what? That's a billboard for what you're doing. So be careful out there. If you roll up in front of somebody's house for a client meeting and you've got political stickers all over your vehicle, that's a gamble. I don't care what community you live in. You just need to be careful because all of a sudden, you've made yourself waste a bunch of time because you might not get that project for just what's on your vehicle. So think about that a little bit. Those are things that you got to be really careful with. Now, when do I think you should be able to jump into politics? When politics are getting involved in your business. Great example. A number of years ago here in the Northwest, we had the American Society of Interior Designers going after my independent trade, which is kitchen and bath designers, and were wanting us to have a state license to practice interior design. I showed up on radio shows, I testified in front of state Senate and House, you know, just in two different states, fighting interior design legislation. It's just like, Texas, where they sunsetted the plumbing licenses down there, and all of a sudden you've got a plumbing free-for-all in Texas. These are things that I want every business to be involved in. But you got to do it respectfully without making it a political statement. And there's a fine line within that because politics is very firmly involved in this. So it's a little harder to navigate on that stuff. You know, it's a great example here in Portland, Oregon. You know, they've been going through a bunch of demolition rules where those demolition rules can create a whole bunch of problems for developers and builders. Should those guys be involved in these demolition discussions? Absolutely. Should they be advocating for what they believe in? Absolutely. It's part of the process. You just got to do it without the vitriol and the name calling and, more importantly, the divisiveness. And that can be the hard challenge. So my advice to you, if you're out fighting for these causes and you're working on stuff, stick right with the facts. Keep any name calling. And if there's name calling that pop up in your feed, make it go away. Because it's just not going to make your situation better, especially if you agree with it. Whether you're right or wrong with it, that's one of those things you got to be very, very careful with. But if you manage that, balance with it, you can keep a lot of people happy. And It's just one of those things. Everybody right now, and I can say this except for the very hard right and the very hard left, I think most people in this country are tired of hearing about politics. Why do you think I'm on the Smart Talk Network that's politics-free? Because I think that's where things are going to be going, because we just don't need it out there. We all need a break from it. And when you try to put it into the buying and selling process, you're creating a huge problem that, like I said, could take 50% of your people and make them go away. And who wants to cut your close ratio down by 50%? That's not a good plan. So here's the thing, guys. Be very involved in your local and state politics. Make sure that you are advocating for what's good for your business and what's good for your company. And make sure that you understand what's going on, because it seems every city, state, it's got something different going on. You know, the building department in this area is doing this, and the building department in that area is doing this. Be really on top of that stuff. But most importantly, just be kind and be good to your neighbors about this stuff. Let's see if we can all get along and do a little bit better job of managing our social media feeds and make it a lot less about politics and about, well, doing the job right. Coming up Saturday on Around the House, we've got a great show ahead. Hour number one, we've got a bunch of calls. And then hour number two, this will be good for you guys out there. This is even good for the business folks out there. I've got David Supple from New England Design Build, and we're going to be talking about his version of Design Build, which is different than most. I think it's good for somebody that out in the residential construction. I think it's a good one to listen to. All right, everybody, have a great week. I'll see you on Saturday.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.